Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Philippians chapter 2.
请大家翻开圣经到腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 3, excuse me.
腓立比书第三章。
Still thinking about that Philippians 2 message that our brother Yao mentioned at the Lord's table.
因为我现在还在思想, 姚刚弟兄在 今天早上饼杯的时候提到的腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
This morning we're going to look at that first fragment of that verse.
今天早上我们看这一节的前半部分。
Verse 10.
第十节。
The Apostle Paul says that I might know him.
使徒保罗说,
Some translate that I may know him.
这里, 有的翻译也是这样讲, 认识基督。
Before we have a further word of prayer, let's look at a verse in Acts 16.
当我们祷告之前, 先来再看一处章节, 是在《使徒行传》第16章。
Verse 14 of Acts 16.
16章的14节。
And a certain woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul.
有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。她听见了，主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。We
see here the key to hearing from God.
我们在这里看到听神话的一个关键。
There's probably nothing more important in our life than hearing from God.
在我们的生命里面，也许没有比听神的声音更重要的了。Without
hearing from Him, we will sure not to do His will.
如果我们根本就不能听见，怎么样来行他的旨意呢？
Without hearing from Him, we will not live by His life.
如果我们不能听他，我们怎样来活出他的生命呢？
We will live by that which comes naturally out of us.
我们会照着自己的意思，从本性里面来活。
And so the word is given to us to direct us to God, His life, His character, His will.
所以神的话就让我们看到，神他要成为我们的生命，成为我们里面的性情。
And we see with this sister Lydia, the key was that she listened intently.
在这里我们看到吕底亚这位姐妹，她就是在那里留心地听。
And with that, the ears of her heart, she was able to see the Lord.
所以主就开导她的心，叫她可以继续寻求。
And the Lord graciously answered and spoke to her.
在这里神就非常的有恩典，向着她来讲话。
Father, what a privilege to be in your presence this morning.
父啊，我们何等有这样的特权，可以在您的同在里面。
We do thank you this morning that you do desire more than anything else to speak to your children.
今天早上我们的祈求，比任何事都重要的，就是求您对着自己的儿女来讲话。
You want us to see you and to hear you and to behold you.
您让我们来看见您，来听您，来注视您。
Lord, this time we come humbly before you.
今天早上我们是谦卑来到您面前。
Waiting on your speaking.
在这里等候您对我们讲话。
Your translation.
是您在这里翻译。
And your hearing.
是您也帮助我们来听。
And together we would be able to enjoy you at this time.
我们在一起可以享受您给我们的时间。
We bless you in Jesus' name.
如此祷告。 颂赞是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. We are 1 week into the new year.
我们新年已经过了一周。
For some, we've been into the new year for almost a month.
对有些人来讲，他们的新年已经过了一个月。
And some of you could stand this morning and testify that your resolutions have already been broken.
许多人在这里可以说，我新年的计划已经失败了。
As I was thinking of the beginning of this new year,
当我在思想这一年新的开始的时候，
before the Lord as to what I would say this morning,
在主面前我在寻求今天早上交通什么内容，
there was one resounding word the Lord kept impressing upon me.
就有一个词是一直一直的在我的心里面重现。
And this is all that we might know him.
就是使我认识基督。
This year will have many pressures and problems.
在今年会有许多的压力，也会有许多的问题。
I do not want to be a bearer of doom today.
我今天
bearer of doom, bad report.
我今天不想在这里来好像讲一些坏消息。
But each one of us are going to go through some very difficult things this coming year.
但是我们每一个人今年一定会经过一些困难的时候。
It's called life.
因为这就是我们的生活。
And we are all in the devil's world.
我们今天也在这个恶者掌权的世界。
And we are all sinners.
我们也都是罪人。
It was never God's intention that we should suffer and go through life in sorrow and grief.
神的意思并不是让我们在这里每天经过悲痛，经过忧伤。
But we rejected God's way.
但是呢，我们却拒绝了神的旨，神的道路。
And the result was much suffering.
所以这个结果就是我们在这里受苦更多。
Now the Lord could have taken at the cross all suffering away.
在十字架上，其实神可以把所有的痛苦都已经挪去了。
But in his wisdom,
但是因着他的智慧，
he left us with the thorns and the thistles and the clouds of life.
他在我们生命里面还摆下荆棘，还摆下乌云。
And even though it's supposed to be a lucky dragon year,
虽然今年应该是很幸运的龙年，
we will all suffer.
我们都会要受苦。
In a myriad of ways,
在许多的方面。
From a simple cold,
甚至一个感冒,
to some with of us might suffer very serious illness.
有些人呢却经历很大的病痛。
Some will have a little financial loss.
有些呢只是在财务上有一些的损失。
Some will have much financial loss.
但有些人会有很大的损失。
This is life.
这就是生活。
But God did not leave us in this predicament and mean it for evil.
神并不是让这些事好像是降灾祸的一个意念。
Our God is good.
因为我们的神他是美善。
Our God desires to bless us.
神的意愿是要来赐平安，是要来祝福我们。
First and foremost with an overcoming love.
因为他里面有一个胜过一切的爱。
His overcoming life.
他而且有一个得胜的生命。
So the regardless of the situations that we go through,
所以不管我们经过什么样的境况，
we might be able to all 365 days rejoice in all things.
我们在365天天天都可以在喜乐里面，
giving thanks in all things, in the good and in the difficult.
凡事谢恩，不管是在顺境在逆境。
Oh, what freedom.
都是在自由里面。
So what is the way?
那这条道路在哪里呢？
Well, our brother opened with John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们的弟兄在今天早上开始的时候提到约翰福音16章那里，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
But our brother Caleb just mentioned that we often are ignorant.Of this way.
Caleb 弟兄刚才也提到，经常我们对这条路是无知的。
And so this morning, for a full few minutes, we want to just discuss this one thought about knowing him.
今天早上这个短短的时间，我们就来看这一个题目，认识基督。
It had been 25 years since the Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was dismounted on the road to Damascus when he wrote this.
当保罗写腓立比书的时候，是他在大马士革的路上啊，被光照之后25年。
Half of the epistles that he had written, he had already written when he wrote this prison epistle.
当保罗写这封监狱里面书信的时候，他大部分的书信已经都写成了。
He had already written Romans.
他已经写了罗马书。
First and Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书后书。
Did Paul not know who he was writing about?
保罗是不是他不知道他写的是谁呢？
When he makes this statement, oh, that I may know him.
但是他在这里还是在讲使我认识基督。
Paul had come to the place where he knew the solution to everything in life.
在那时候保罗已经知道在生命里面所有一切的解答都是基督。
He could be thrown in a Philippian jail.
他可以在腓立比那里来做监牢。
And praise God in it.
在里面还可以赞美神。
Be a witness and testimony all through that dark night.
在那样黑夜的时候，他还是在那里赞美。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Do you want that life for 2012?
在2012年，你是不是也想要这样的生命呢？
I do.
我愿意。
All the education in the world,
在这个世界上所有的教育，
All the degrees in the world,
世界上所有的学位，
All the money in the world,
世界上所有的钱财，
cannot give us what we're talking about this morning.
不能给我们像今天早上所提到的这件事。
There is something about knowing this man of Galilee that changes our whole perspective of life.
认识加利利的这一位可以改变我们生命的一切。
But it's not enough just to have our perspective changed.
但是并不是只是让我们的观念改变而已。
There needs to be a power in life in us to go through the valley of the shadow of death.
在我们生命里面应该有一个能力让我们可以经过死荫的幽谷。
And practically every day of the year there will be a shadow of death.
实际上在我们这一年每一天都会有一个死荫的幽谷。
And the largest shadow of all is cast by ourselves, our own self-fleshly.
其实最大的一个阴影就是我们自己所创造的，就是我们自己这个大的自我。
And all the sociology courses, all the psychological courses cannot change this corruption that's within.
所有的心理学、社会学都不能够改变我们里面这个败坏的自己。
But when we gaze at this man,
但是当我们来注视这一位的时候，
we see someone different.
我们看到一个不一样的。
We see someone who went all through all the trials of life.
因为他经过了生命里面所有的试炼。
Who is tested in everything that we will ever be tested in.
他在任何的事上，我们所面对的所有的试探里面都面对过。
And much more.
而且更多。
And he will come out unscathed, unsinged, not even the smell of smoke.
但是他出来的时候，身上甚至没有火燎的味道。
Do you want that life?
你愿不愿意要有这样的生命？
Oh, it's a matter of one thing, of knowing him.
只有一件事最有作用，就是认识他。
When we think of this person, first of all, we begin with, he is the Son of God.
当我们来认识他的时候，所想到的第一件事就是他是神的儿子。
All the power of God dwells in this man.
神所有一切的能力都住在他里面。
He was God.
他就是神。
He was God on this earth.
他就是神在这个地上彰
显。He is God now.
他今天也是神。
He is the one, not only God, but as God, he created the heavens and the earth.
不光他是神，他也创造了天，创造了地。
Look at this beautiful verse in Colossians 1.
我们来看看加勒泰书第一章。
We know that in the beginning was the Word.
哥罗西书第一章。
By him all things were created.
一切的万有都是借着他造的。
And here in Colossians 1,
在哥罗西书第一章
verse 16 16 节, For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
第十七节，他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
This is the God of creation.
这位是创造的主。
It was a perfect creation.
这个创造是完美的创造。
This is the God who created you.
这也是创造你的这位神。
This is the God who can take you through life.
这也是那位神可以带着你经历生命的一切。
The Creator knows our very being.
因为这位创造主知道我们这个人。
Even in its fallen state.
甚至在这个人堕落的时候
We know now that our DNA has been tainted by sin.
我们知道甚至我们这个生命的码都已经被罪恶所玷污了
And that there are weaknesses in our DNA that lead to, for example, different diseases.
比如在我们的这个 DNA 里面基因里面有许多可以让我们 得到一些疾病的。
The very fabric of our being has been damaged.
在我们这个生命里面一些基本的东西基本的组成已经被玷污了。
God knows that.
神知道。
And God has found a way through this man, the Lord Jesus, to correct all of that.
然后神就借着基督借着他的儿子开一条路来解决这一切。
And presently,We're in the process of being educated, learning the way of Christ.
今天我们就在这条路上，被教导来知道他的，儿子基督。
Some people are given 20 years.
有的人已经被教导了20年。
Some people are given 40 years.
有的人有40年来学。
Moses says some are given 70, and to those who are given strong, might even into their 80s.
像摩西说的，有的人是七十年，有的强壮的可以到80年。
It is a short period of time.
但都是很短的时间。
But it is a period of time God has ordained for each one.
在这个这么短的时间，神已经在他的主权里面。
It is enough time.
决定了，这个是足够的时间。
To take care of all of those problems.That we possess.
在我们里面所有的问题都可以被解决。
That corruption that possesses our life.
因为这个败坏已经成了我们生命里面做主的了。
You know, brothers and sisters, we are all possessed by something.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人都被一些事所占有。
We're either possessed by this man, the Lord Jesus.
或者我们是被主耶稣来占有
a clean spirit,
这个是清洁的灵
or there is something else that we are consumed with,
或者我们被一些事所拥有
this is what it means to know him,
所以我们要来认识基督
to be consumed by him,
是被他所来拥有来占有
to experience him,
是来经历他
that throughout the day there is something in our heart that is always subconsciously at least thinking about him
所以在每一天每一个时刻在我们的心的深处总是有这样一个警觉我们是要来让他得喜悦
he becomes the foundation
他就是那个基石
and often in the New Testament it's called a clean spirit
在新约里面提到这件事就称它为清洁的灵
Jesus would often remove an unclean spirit so that his spirit would have freedom.
因为耶稣经常要来驱赶那些那些邪灵巫灵，来让他的灵可以来充满我们。
What is it that possesses us?
那今天我们是被什么所来占有呢？
Well, food, drink, drug often consumes us.
食物、金钱，甚至药物。
Now we appreciate a nice meal, don't we? We all do.
当我们吃到一顿非常美好的午餐，
But have you ever noticed that throughout that meal, often we have to spend the whole hour just talking about food?
但是有的时候我们要花超过一个小时的时间来讲论我们所享用的这个餐。
The time we spend to prepare, time we spend to buy, time we spend to eat, we become possessed.By this just one word, food.
有的时候我们花时间来买、来准备、来吃，到最后的时候，所有的时间都被这个食物所占用了。
God intended food to just be a picture of hungering and thirsting after Him.
在神里面，食物总是来表达我们里面的一个需要和一个外面的预备。
Some might be possessed by job, work.Career, profession.
有的是被你的工作、你的生涯这些来占有。
Another serious thing is being possessed by money, finances, anything to do with the economy.
有的是背着财务、钱财来占有，就是跟这些经济有关的。
And then there is this thing that possesses often the sisters, sometimes brothers, that's called fashion.
有的时候对姐妹尤其，当然有的时候也有弟兄，我们是被这些时尚来占有。
Want to be stylish.
我们希望自己很有款。
What do people think? What do people think of what I am wearing?
其他人看我今天的衣着，他们会怎么想？
And then, brothers and sisters, for believers, one of the things that grips us, possesses our heart, is.Ministry, service.
但有的弟兄姐妹，我们却被一个词叫做服侍来充满。
Many a brother, many a sister have fallen into the trap where ministry, service is all they're consumed with.
对有些弟兄姐妹来讲，他们掉到这样的陷阱，就是服侍成为他们的一切，他们被服侍所充满。
No time to really know the Lord.
没有时间再来认识他们的主。
To listen to the Lord.
来听主的话。
To commune with the Lord.
来与主交通。
This takes time. I've got to get going. I've got a ministry.
因为这些都需要时间，但是我是要服侍，我一定要做一些事。
And then there is reputation, prestige that we are consumed with.
还有就是名声、地位这些事情。
All prestige can possess our heart.
这些名誉会来占有我们的心。
And then there's this whole area of marriage and family.
然后就有一个很大的一个方面，就是婚姻家庭。
Mothers get often very busy with their children.
因为母亲总是为着儿女非常的操劳。
No time to know him.
没有时间再来认识他。
To be intimate with the Lord.
来与主亲近。
And of course, we've often said this word education can consume us.
经常我们也提到教育也可以来占有我们。
Children often hear from their parents much more about their studies than knowing Jesus.
对于孩子们来讲，父母与他们提到教育的事情，与父母提到神的时候，要超过许多。
Kind of like an attitude, well, someday when they...get out of the university, get a job, and then they can enter into this religious area.
那总有一天，这些儿女们长大毕业之后，他们要进入到这个信仰里面。
It's too late.
但那个时候已经太晚了。
Those first 7 years, those formative years, is when a child is impressed with the value of knowing the Lord.
但是已经太晚了，因为我们有七八年的时间，可以让这些孩子们在小的年纪就来了解 基督，知道认识基督是最重要的。
And then there is this whole subject of possessions.
然后我们也可以提到我们所拥有的。
A car becomes something we worship.
有的时候我们拥有的车也成为我们所敬拜的。
Our home.
我们的房子。
Instead of shelter, it is something that is mine.
本来只是一个遮蔽的地方，但现在成了我的。
And the home consumes our time.
这个房子也占有我们所有的时间。
I've got to get a larger home.
因为我要得一个更大的房子。
And now this means both husband and wife have to work.
那这个时候丈夫妻子都要努力工作。
Oh, it's easy to fall into this materialism.
很多时候我们会在这个物质主义里面被占有。
And now, of course, we're faced with the information technology era.
那今天我们也来面对这个信息时代。
Gadget.
所有这些
must have the last gadget.
一定要有最新的产品。
This can cost money.
因为这些产品都要花我们的钱去买。
But also time.
但是更重要的是时间。
I don't have time to know the Lord.
我没有时间来认识主。
All these little gadgets were supposed to simplify our life.
所有这些科技产品应该让我们的生活更简单。
They were to give us more time to know the Lord.
让我们更有时间来认识主。
But they have stolen our time.
但是这些东西却把我们的时间都偷走了。
And we come up empty.
所以我们到最后都是虚空的。
These things are going to improve every 6 months.
这些每6个月都肯定会更新。
There's going to be a new toy.
会有更新的玩具。
And when this is in our very being, it possesses us.
当这些在我们心里深处的时候，就会来占有我们。
I've got to have it.
我一定要得着它。
It doesn't improve your life.
这些其实并没有改善我们的生活。
It will never improve your marriage.
因为它不会让你的婚姻更好。
In fact, it hinders often.Marriage.
但是实际上这经常来阻碍我们的婚姻。
Many things can possess us.
有许多事可以占有我们。
But the word the Lord reminded the Apostle Paul, oh, that I might know him.
但是神却借着他的话来提醒保罗，让他认识基督。
Just prior to when Paul made that statement that I might know him,
当保罗讲这句话之前，
he gave a brief autobiography of his life.
他简短地提到自己的一生。
All of his accomplishments.
他所成就的一切。
His bloodline, his status.
他的血缘。
And he called it garbage.
但是他都称他们是粪土。
It meant nothing compared to knowing him.
相对认识基督来讲，这些都是都是粪土。
We're often possessed by power.Authority.
有的时候我们被权力被权柄所占有。
let me be the boss.
让我成为老板。
Sisters are often undermining the authority of husbands.
所以姐妹们经常不来尊重丈夫的权柄。
Sisters see our weaknesses. They think they can do better. I need to be the authority.
有的妻子看到丈夫的一些缺点，就说我比他做得好，我要来成为权柄。
and we end up with a society.Where the women rule.
所以这个社会里面有许多女性来掌权。
If we knew the Lord, we would know this is not His order.
如果我们知道神的话的话，我们知道这并不是神所定义的顺序。
This is not His will.
这并不是他的旨意。
And brothers and sisters, any time we come against the will of God,
弟兄姐妹们，每一次我们与神的旨意相遇的时候，
we're going to have trouble.
我们就有矛盾，也有问题。
Many of the troubles.Will be just self-inflicted.
这些困难有的时候就是因着我们自爱。
But there's another factor. God loves you.
但是有另外一个因素，神爱我们。
And so God's hand of discipline comes into your life.
所以神他管教的手就进到我们的生活里面。
He does not want us to live independent of Him.
他并不想我们独立不依靠他来过我们的生活。
He does not want us to violate one of his commands.
他不想我们 来与他的来悖逆他自己的命令。
And he uses his rod to correct.
所以他用他的杖来带领我们。
Health, diet, exercise, often we're obsessed with it.
健康、节食还有锻炼，经常也会来占有我们。
I've got to have the perfect body.
我一定要有一个很健美的身体。
I am going to live to be 100.
我要活到100岁。
No person can add one day to their life.
没有一个人靠着自己能使寿数增加一年。
It's already been decided by God how long you will live.
神其实已经决定了你的生命有多长。
The best way to live profitably for the Lord is by just knowing Him.
那我们怎样来得一个有益的生活呢？就是来认识基督。
Entertainment.
所有这些
consumes us.
这些娱乐也来占有我们。
The time of the Roman fall, the Roman Empire's fall.
当罗马帝国衰落的时候。
There were two things that depicted Rome at that time.
在那个时候有两幅图画来描述。
They were a people who depended upon the state, the government, to provide, to feed them.
那个时候人就是靠政府来供应他们。
We don't want to work, we want someone else to provide.
我不想工作，我希望别人来供应我。
And the second thing was entertainment.
第二件事就是娱乐。
How do you keep people happy?
你怎样让人快乐呢？
Build coliseums.
就建造这些斗兽场、
And wherever you travel,
竞技场。
Even in Israel, where the Romans occupied, there in Caesarea, there is what? Colosseum.
那不管在哪里，只要是罗马统治的地方，甚至在以色列那里，都有这样的竞技场。
Man wants to be happy through entertainment.
因为人要靠着娱乐来得着欢乐。
And of course,We're in election year 2012, so we're going to hear a lot about politics.
而且今天我们是在这个选举的年2012年，所以我们会听到许多关于选举政治的事情。
And if the best man or woman in the world was to take that office, it's not going to change anything.
就算这个世界上最好的人进到白宫去统治的话，也不能改变多少事情。
Every man and woman born on this earth is born very unhappy.
每一个人生活他们出生到这个世上都是带着不欢乐而来。
And we're all very greedy.
我们而且都是这样贪婪。
And we're all very selfish.
我们都是这样的自私。
And all of us are angry. That's why we're impatient.
我们每个人都是里面有怒火，所以我们没有耐心。
And it's only by knowing Him.This can be changed.
只有认识他，这些才能够被改变。
One person at a time.
是每一个一个来改变。
You see, we often try to change brothers or wives. If my wife was just right, I would no longer get mad.
经常我们是说这问题在别人身上。丈夫说，如果我的妻子都好的话，我也不会发脾气。
I no longer would hide in my room playing with my computer.
我也不会躲在自己的房间来玩电脑。
I would be a husband. I would fellowship.
我会成为一个好丈夫，与我的妻子来交流。
No excuse.
其实没有借口。
No, we each individually have to take this word very serious this morning.
我们今天早上每一个人都要来非常
We have to know this man.
认真的来面对这句话。
We know him as God. He is God.
我们要知道他是神。
We know him as creator.
我们要知道他是创造的那一位。
We know him in his incarnation as God-man who walked this earth.
我们要认识到他是道成肉身的那一位，他是在神在这个地上来行走。
Brothers and sisters, you only have to just briefly skim the book of John.
弟兄姐妹们，你只要稍稍的来看一下约翰福音的话。
Or take a shorter book, Mark.And just read those 16 chapters.
或者来读马可福音是比较短的。
And you have to say, who is this man?
然后你就会对着自己来思想，这到底是谁？这个人到底是谁？
He's absolutely selfless.
因为这个人是完全的无私。
He's absolutely humble.
他是完全的谦卑。
He can go through sorrow with a smile on his face.
他甚至在最悲痛忧伤的时候，脸上还带着微笑。
He can hang on a cross and while hanging there give forth such compassionate wisdom and love.
他甚至被挂在十字架上这样的时候，都可以从他里面出来怜悯，出来智慧。
The good news is this morning that God is building everything on one man.
那今天我们所需要知道的就是，神只在一个人上面开始建造。
His church, which is now over 2,000 years.
今天教会已经超过2000年的时间。
And it includes millions of people.
而且里面有千千万万的人。
The foundation is one man.
但是根基只是一个人。
The perfect, unique man.
就是这个完全而又独特的人。
No sin.
在他里面没有罪。
Perfect character.
他是完美的性情。
And a nature of love.
而且他里面充满了爱。
And God says, know me.
所以神说，来认识我。
Through my son.
借着我的儿子。
And become like him.
你们要像他。
It's possible, brothers and sisters.
这是可能的，弟兄姐妹们。
We need to know him as Lord. Excuse me, as Savior.
我们要知道他是我们的救主。
That's where it all begins.
这个是一个起头。
You can be forgiven this morning if you are unsaved, if you are carnal, by knowing him.
今天就算你是没有得救的，你是属肉体的，但只要认识他，今天早上就可以得救。
Jesus says, I've come to seek and to save the lost.
因为主耶稣说，我来就是来寻找这些有病的人。
He has saved us from this unclean spirit.
因为他可以拯救我们从这些污灵里面出来。
He has saved us from being possessed and consumed by ourselves.
他们可以让我们被自己占有的情形里面被释放出来。
Do we know him?
我们认识他吗？
Oh, when we do, makes all the difference.
当我们真认识他的时候，所有的一切都改变了。
After we are saved, he wants to become Lord.
当我们得救之后，他就要成为我们的主。
Not just our Savior.
不光只是救主。
And this is where the Christians fall off drastically.
这就是为什么基督徒经常是这样的退步。
See, the Lord, God, Jesus as our Savior, that's for me.
当耶稣成为救主的时候，是为着我们的好处。
He takes away my sin.
他去除了我们的罪孽。
He takes away my guilt.
他把我里面的这些负疚感都拿去。
He gives me this free ticket to heaven.
他给我这样一张去天堂的门票。
And I say, wow, that's for me.
然后我们就可以说，这是为了我。
And after a few days, the Lord comes back and says, now I want to be Lord.
然后过了几天，神对我们讲，我要成为你的主。
Lord of your emotions.
是你情感里面的主。
Lord of your mind, every thought.
是你思想里面每一个思想意念的主。
And here's the tough one. Lord of our will.
那还有一个最困难的，神要成为我们的旨意。
This is how we need to know him.
这就是我们怎样来认识他。
And we know in the future he will be king.
我们也知道将来他一定要做王。
There are these steps.In Solomon's palace,
啊，在所罗门的圣殿里面有这些台阶
，that lead up to the throne,
一直到宝座面前
，six steps,
有六个台阶
，and the seventh is the throne,
然后到第七阶的时候就是宝座
，and there he is king,
在那里他是做王的。
It starts on that first step just as a prophetic word from the Old Testament, the king is coming.
在第一个台阶的时候，在旧约里面提到，就是神王君王他要进来。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚他正在到来。
And all 39 books in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面39本书。
Have one message.
只有一个信息。
They're about the Son.
就是关乎他的儿子。
And knowing him.
关乎认识他。
And then we move to that second step, the incarnation.Jesus coming as man.
第二个台阶就是主耶稣道成肉身，他成为人的样式。
And then the third step is death.
第三步是他的死。
And the fourth step is resurrection.
第四步是他的复活。
And the fifth step is ascending above all into heaven.
第五个台阶就是他升天，超乎万有。
And then there is that second step, his second coming.
然后下面一个台阶就是他的再来。
And then he rules in the millennium.
然后他在千年国来作王，掌权。
Forever and ever.
一直到永远。
But there are these steps.
但是有这些台阶。
He needs to be Lord, and even right now, we need to enthrone him as king.
他要成为我们的主。现在我们就需要他在我们里面来做宝座。
When he is the Lord and King of our family,
当他在我们的家庭里面做主做王的时候，
this becomes the guarantee for us to be ready.
我们就有一个保证可以预备好。
For his coming.
为着他再来。
We have to know his purpose.
我们需要了解他的旨意。
He has a purpose.
他有他的旨意。
And I will allude to that in just a moment.
那我等会儿就要提到。
Not only his person do we need to know, but secondly, we need to know, and we sang about it much today, the cross.
不光我们要知道他的个人，我们也需要了解就是十字架。
Again, our knowledge of the cross usually centers around one thought, I am forgiven.
有的时候我们提到十字架只有一个意念，就是我被赦免。
But we sang that song this morning, near to the cross.
但今天早上我们所唱的来进十架。
The cross is the place where our will and God's will crosses every day.
十字架其实就是我们的旨意跟神的旨意每一天在这里来来交战。
I'm going to make a very startling remark.
我要在这里讲一件很重要的事。
When you and I open our mouth to speak,
当你和我开口讲话的时候，
We are at that place, the foot of the cross.
我们就在这个十字架下面。
And at that point, we're either going to speak of and by the Lord's Spirit or our Spirit.
我们可以在主的灵里面来讲这句话，也可以在我们自己里面来讲这句话。
This takes a tremendous spiritual exercise.
这个需要很多属灵的操练才可以能做。
Because everything that normally spews out of our mouth,
因为很多时候我们口里自然就出来一些言语，
has something to do with me,
都是与我有关的。
It has to do with boasting,
都是夸口的。
It might be very subtle. We learn because of our corruptness how to hide and sound very spiritual.
有的时候这变成很微妙，因为在败坏里面我们学会怎么样掩饰自己，让自己变成好像很属灵。
Or if it's not boasting, it's flattery.
就算不是夸口也是在那里献媚。
Or if we're at the job and we're talking with the boss, it's political.
甚至在与老板来讲话的时候也是
All to help my end.
都是来帮助我这一边。
All to benefit me.
让自己得益处。
All to protect me.
来保护自己。
All to make me look good.
让我看起来很好。
This is what's happening in our heart.
这个是在我们心里面发生的。
We are in this state of corruption that all things are about me.
我们是在这么败坏的一个境况里面，所有的事都是围绕我。
But when we know the cross,
但是当我们认识十字架的时候，
it becomes much more than just an emblem that causes me to cry as I think about it in the past.
并不只是过去发生的一件事，想到可能我会哭泣。
The cross becomes a matter of life or death every second of the day.
十字架就在每一天每一刻成为生命跟死亡的选择。
It's the crossroads of every decision. Whether this will be of God or will it be of me?
每件事都在这个十字路口，是关乎神呢，还是关乎我自己？
Will this thought, will this word be of the Spirit of Christ or will it be the Spirit of Dale King?
这个思想，这个意念，这句话是关乎神呢，还是关乎我？
Now, brothers and sisters, it's taken me many, many years just to even to begin to learn this.
许多时候，我们很多年日之后才开始来学这件事。
Because our whole nature is sin through and through.
因为我们的本性里面已经被罪完全的玷污了。
Even as believers, we are a boastful people.
甚至作为信主的人，我们也是自夸的人。
And we're possessed by those 14, 15 things often that I just listed.
啊，甚至我们所了解的刚才提到的这十几件事，都成为我们可夸口的。
And the spirit that you and I are possessed with is the very spirit that's going to come forth with every thought, with every word.
占有我们的灵会通过我们的思想，通过我们每一句话彰显出来。
Oh, what a radical change has to be done in our life.
在我们的生命里面要做何等大的一个改变。
We often experience this the day we are saved.
甚至在我们得救的那一天，在得救的一天我们就可以感受到。
But because of ignorance, because of our pride, we slip back into this dismal state of our spirit ruling.
但是因着我们的无知，因着我们自己的软弱，所以我们经常又回到这么悲惨的光景里面，就是在自己里面。
It all comes down to the cross.
所有的事都会归结到十字架上。
The Lord, when we get to know Him, He has one word for us daily.
当我们认识基督的时候，他每天都会给我们这句话。
Come to the cross.
来到十字架面前。
And make that exchange at the cross.
在十字架面前我们来交换。
All the Old Testament saints understood this.
许多在旧约里面的圣徒们知道这件事。
When Abram would make that altar,
当亚伯拉罕来筑这座坛的时候，
and he put that lamb on there,
他把这个羔羊放在祭坛上，
he knew that lamb represented the Lord Jesus.
他已经知道这个羔羊就是代表主耶稣。
And when he would take his knife and he would cut his throat of the lamb.
当他拿起刀来切他的这只羊，杀死他的时候，
every pump of that little lamb's heart would spew that blood out on the ground.
这个羊的心脏每跳一次都会把血喷洒到这个祭坛上面。
And Abraham says, that is God's life.
然后亚伯拉罕说，这是神的生命。
I need that life.
我需要这样的生命。
And he believed.
然后他相信。
And it was credited to him as righteousness.
因着他的信，神就以他以此为他的义。
Look at it, Genesis.
让我们来看看是在创世纪里面。
Genesis 15.
十五章。
This is the strongest, the best promise in the whole Bible.
这个是在整个圣经里面最大最重要的应许。
There is not a promise in the Bible more excellent than this one.
在圣经里面没有比这个应许更美好的了。
And when the Lord reveals this to our hearts,
当神这样来启示我们的时候，
we will forever be changed.
我们就会永远被改变了。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Genesis 15, then Abram believed in the Lord, and he, that's God, reckoned it to him as righteousness.
第十五章，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是这条道路。
You see, when we get to know the Lord Jesus,
你看，当我们来认识耶稣的时候，
first of all, it's just casual.
很多时候是很随意的。
But even a glimpse of this man,
但是有的时候我们只是瞥一瞥看见这个人，
we ask ourselves, but how can that life become mine?
我们就会说，怎样他的生命可以成为我的生命？
Very simple.
非常简单。
Is it by going to Bible class every Friday night?
是不是每个周五去查经呢？
Going to all the meetings?
每一个聚会都参加呢？
No, we try that. That doesn't work.
我们已经试过了，这些并不带给我们。
One way,
只有一条路。
We look at him.
我们看到他。
Just as Abram looked at that lamb.
就像亚伯拉罕看到这个羔羊。
And we say, that which is of Christ is for me, I believe it.
就说这就是基督里面的一切，我愿意接受，是凭着信。
Many believers have believed in Christ once, 5 years ago.
有的弟兄姐妹们只有一次的相信，可能是五年前了。
To come into this living life every minute this year.
但是在今年，我们需要每一时每一刻进入到这样的相信。
It's a moment by moment believing into the Son.
是每一时刻来相信神的儿子。
And what is lacking in your life begins to vanish.
这个时候，你生命里面所有的缺乏都消失了。
We give the Lord this small crack into our life.
如果我们只有这样一个小小的裂缝能让神进来的话
，And He takes a step in.
他就会走进一步。
Through believing.
是借着信。
How do we open the door of our heart?
我们的心门怎么打开呢
？We believe in Him.
我们信他。
Abram believed, and it was counted unto him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
He, the righteousness of Christ, clothed them.
这个时候，基督的义就披戴在他身上。
And he is called what? The father of faith.
那他被称为什么呢？信心之父。
He is our spiritual father.
他就是我们属灵里面的父。
And it's all because of that little verse right there.
就是因为这么短短的一个章节。
He has shown us so much in that sixth verse.
他在这个第六节给我们看到许多。
How many times do we do this in a day?
我们每天有多少次需要这样呢？
Before we open our mouth.
每一次开口之前。
So that we answer with the Lord's Spirit.
所以我们的回答都是在神的灵里面。
With the Lord's light.
是在神的生命里面。
You say, but how do I get started? How do I get to know Him?
我怎么开始？你要问我怎么样来认识他？
Even to thirst for Him, God has to do it.
甚至我们里面对主的渴慕，其实也是出于神。
You can't go out of this meeting today and say, I'm just going to hunger and thirst after the Lord. I want to know Him.
我们不可能今天聚会之后就自己对自己讲，我要认识他，我渴慕他。
No, we have to have the faith that's in the Lord Jesus.
你需要是在主基督里面的信心。
We have to have the discipline that's in the Lord Jesus.
我们也需要在主耶稣基督里面得一切的管教。
Does anyone dare raise their hand this morning and say, I am a perfect disciplined person?
有没有人说我所有的自律都是靠着自己？
None of us.
没有人。
Impossible.
不可能。
But there was one.
但是有一位。
And when we look at him,
当我们来看他的时候,
we have to realize that he has given us, exchanged his life for ours.
我们需要知道他是把他的生命给我们,与我们来交换。
That lamb took our undisciplined life.
因为这个羔羊已经把我们这些不守规则的生命带在他里面。
And gave us his disciplined life.
把他的那样的自律,那样的顺服摆在我们里面。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗?
Will you keep believing it?
你会一直的相信吗?
People often tell me, well, I am trying.
有的时候我听人讲,我一直在尝试。
I'm trying to have a quiet time in the morning.
我每天早上试着要有晨更的时间。
My first word is, quit trying.
那我对他们讲的第一句话就说,不要再试了。
We're not able to.
因为我们是不能够的。
There is another who wants to dwell in us, to give us the power, to give us the strength.
因为有一位他愿意住在我们里面，给我们有这样的能力，给我们可以刚强。
One brother said, but I am so weak.
有一个弟兄有一次说，我真的太软弱了。
You know how you translate that?
那这句话怎么翻译呢？
I'm really too strong.
就是我其实还是很刚强的。
Too much trying in the own strength.
因为你还是在里面试。
You and I cannot do one thing in this Bible.
你和我靠着自己不可能来完成这里面的甚至小小的一句话。
We are not able to obey it.
因为我们不可能来遵守神的话。
We love ourselves too much.
我们太爱自己。
We trust ourselves too much.
我们太相信自己。
We believe in ourselves.
我们这样的相信自己。
Sooner or later, we come to that place. And it comes too much failure.
我们会到一个失败的地步。
I can testify to that.
我可以在这里做见证。
Say, Lord, I can't do it.
就是对神讲，神啊，我真的不行。
I've been trying to be kind to my husband.
我试着对我的丈夫可以
But he makes me so mad.
但是他就让我发火。
When all we have to do is say, Lord, I can't. But pour in your heart, my heart, your love. I believe it.
我们要讲的就是对神说我不行，但是神你把你的爱浇灌在我里面。
This is God's perfect will for everyone in this room.
这就是神今天对着在这里每一位他那完全的旨意。
To walk out of here.
就是从这里出去之后
to walk in this new week,
当开始新的一周的时候
and to go through this year,
来走过今年这一年
believing in the power of God,
是相信神的能力
and everything that you're having a difficulty with,
每一件你所面对的困难的事
make a list of it,
你可以把它写下来
undisciplined,
我没有自律
I'm greedy over here,
我在这里很贪婪
just make a list,
你把它都写下来
and then just put the cross, a cross right down through the middle of it.
然后在上面画一个十字架
But Jesus overcame.
因为耶稣已经胜过了
And by his life, I believe.
借着他的生命我相信
His life becomes my life.
他的生命可以成为我的生命
There's no more complicated than that.
没有比这个更复杂的事
But there is a roadblock.
但是我们是有一个绊脚石
And what is that roadblock?
这个绊脚石是什么呢
Some quickly say, oh, it's the devil.
有的时候我们就指责说这个是那个邪恶的来引诱我
The devil has his part in it.
没错这个恶者是在这里面有份
But the thing that stops us, brothers and sisters, is I am in love with myself.
但是最终还是因着我们爱我们自己
I trust myself to overcome.
我相信靠着自己能胜过。
We do not come back to the cross 100 times a day.
我们并没有每一天100次的回到十字架面前。
Crossing my weakness out.
来把自己的软弱去掉。
Crossing my sin out by the cross.
借着十字架把我的罪去掉。
And saying, Lord, I believe.
来对着神讲，神，我相信。
Credit my account.With righteousness.
在我的账户里面摆下公义。
Credit me with holiness.
在我的账户里面放下圣洁。
How can you and I be holy?
我们怎么能够圣洁?
You're going to try and be a holy person?
你是不是试着要成为一个圣洁的人呢?
How can we have wisdom?
我们怎么能够有智慧?
Christ is the wisdom of God.
因为基督就是神的智慧。
How did Solomon attain such wisdom?
为什么所罗门可以得着这么大的智慧?
He said, I'm not like my father David. I know not, I'm a child. I know nothing.
因为他的对神讲说我只是个孩子我不能像我的父亲大卫那么有能力。
And that very thought brought in the wisdom of God.
就着那个思想神就把他的智慧放在所罗门里面。
For how long?
多久呢?
Until Solomon Thought he was simple.
直到所罗门觉得他成了一个人物。
And then he was naked.
那个时候他是赤身的了。
Then he was on his own.
他完全靠自己。
And then you have Ecclesiastes.
然后你看到传道书。
The book without God.
在那个书里面没有提到神。
A book trying to live life without God.
在那个书里面是一个人想在神以外来生活。
We don't need to learn that way.
我们不需要这样来经过学习。
We can enter into this new year.
我们可以进入这新的一年。
With confidence.
凭着信心。
In yourself.
是在自己里面吗
？Confidence in Christ.
是在基督里面有信心。
What he says is true.
他所讲的就是真理。
It worked for Abraham.
因为这件事在亚伯兰身上已经成了。
It's worked for millions of others.
在千千万万的人里面都已经成就了。
We do not have to go through this year impoverished
我们不需要在今年还在贫穷里面度过。
Screaming at the kids.
对着孩子来发脾气。
Worried about getting laid off.
而且在那里忧虑会被解雇。
No, he who is dwells within us is greater than he who is in the world.
在我们里面的，住在我们里面的，比在这世界上的都要大。
May we believe.
愿意我们来相信。
In Christ.
是在基督里面。
Father, thank you for your word.
父啊，感谢您的话语。
You've made it so simple.
您让这一切成为这样的简单。
We do not have to have a college education.
我们并不需要有大学的教育。
You simply say, come, like Mary, and bow at my feet.
您让我们可以简单的来到您面前，就像玛利亚在您脚前。
Thank you for that beautiful example of a woman who wanted to know him.
感谢您给我们有这样一个例子，这样一个妇女。
She would not move from you.
她不会从您里面来迁移。
Oh, may we make this our one goal this year.
愿意我们今年有这样一个目标。
From the youngest to the oldest.
从至大的到至小的。
Not resting on anything of the past.
我们并不是靠着以往的事情。
But very simply, trusting you, believing in you for our life.
只是这样简单的来信靠您，在我们的生命里面。
We worship you.
我们敬拜您。
Thanking you.
感谢您。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.